what a great night last night it was. It just sort of speaks to the culture that Broncos owner Pat Bowlen has built here, as all the alumni come back year after year. It really feels like a family atmosphere. And I know, guys, that we all got to spend some time with the Broncos Ring of Famers this weekend.
Yeah, it was really cool to talk with them and about their place in history, and not only compared to Broncos that came before them, but Broncos on the current roster, like Simon Fletcher. He said, hey, you know, I think Von Miller is the best pass rusher in Broncos history. And so he said, look, he's not going to break my record someday. He's going to have his own record. I want to be right there to congratulate him. And John Lynch talked about how proud he was to be a part of the Broncos' long lineage of safeties. Billy Thompson, Dennis Smith, Steve Atwater, and then guys that have followed him like Brian Dawkins and T.J. Warden, Darian Stewart now. So the fact that those guys really appreciate their place in this team's history, and it's just tremendous, and it was really good to see them all out there and enjoying the moment so much, because this is something really special. And I'd say just all of Ring of Fame Plaza. You don't see anything like that with any other team in the NFL. It's really a special place and great for Broncos fans to gather and have a place where they can always share their memories of the great Broncos players of all time.
Yeah, one of the things I thought was cool, too, this past weekend was the fact that you've got a head coach like Gary Kubiak who's been here for Simon Fletcher, who's been around for Jason Elam, who knows these guys very, very well, and so he can speak very well to what they've contributed, not only to the Broncos, but also their surrounding communities. So I think that just having Coach Gary Kubiak, guys like Rick Dennison, Wade Phillips, Joe DeCamillis, guys who have spent a lot of time around these Ring of Famers, also did a lot to inform the current Broncos just how important these guys are to Bronco history.
Yeah, really cool stories being shared. Like Mace was saying, John Lynch said that when he first got to Tampa Bay, coaches gave him a tape and said, hey, we want you to play like this guy. The tape, Steve Atwater. So some really cool stories shared last night. And, of course, halftime today when they're officially inducted is going to be pretty special.
Atwater had never heard that story. I was talking with him about this morning. He said, hey, that flattered me when I heard that. I was like, wow. So, you know, again, the fact that these guys really appreciate their place in this team's history, it makes it special. It's what makes all of this about the Broncos special, really.
Yeah. Very special night here for the organization tonight. And now we've reached our favorite part of the show, Mace's three keys to the game.
You mean it's not the part about the Ring of Fame? Come on. Anyway, key number one, the Broncos have to start fast. You know, 41-13 deficit in the first quarter. We mentioned that earlier. The Broncos, you know, they're the best fourth quarter team in the league right now. That's great, but they're, you know, the worst first quarter team at this point. They've got to do something to improve that, you know. Not all points allowed or points scored are created equal. You want to get out in front and set the tone of the game better. Number two, get the ground game going. It was in the seventh game last year against Green Bay when the Broncos really started to turn the corner as a rushing team. They were one of the better running teams down the stretch. You're hoping for a rerun of that this time around. Broncos right now, they're 19th in yards per game, 22nd in yardage per carry, both on the ground. They've got to improve that. And finally, protect the football. Two turnovers in San Diego were crucial last week. Jordan Taylor's fumble led to a Chargers field goal, and Demaryius Thomas's fumble in the fourth quarter really ended the Broncos' realistic hopes of coming back. Cost them at least 3 points, maybe 7 points. You've got to protect the football better. And, of course, you want to take it away from the Texans as well. That's a big part of the equation, guys.
Mace, I'm going to add a key for you. The kicking game. We saw how important kicking can be last night in Arizona. It wasn't a pretty sight. However, Broncos kicker Brandon McManus knows that kicking is a game of inches, so everything needs to be perfect, which is why he takes great pride in making sure his kicking shoes are modified to his exact specifications.
Each and every, I guess, new pair of cleats I get, I wear a size 11 kicking cleat compared to a size 12 or 12 and a half plant cleat. So it's important for me to put it on the stretcher here and kind of loosen it up a little bit for me so it's not killing my feet right away when I go practice with it. This year we had a bunch of different games with the breast cancer awareness and the color rush. So I have to continue to kind of keep up with the color trends and get as many cleats ready as possible. Sand it. So obviously I just showed you how I stretch my cleats, and then you know, I come and sand down my kicking cleat here, the first kind of four studs to make sure they're not catching the ground, and that way I'm able to kind of clear the grass and without kicking the ground. When I came here, this is the sand machine, but in college they had like a Dremel where I would kind of use that to sand it down, and then more than high school, I would just kind of scrape it on the concrete You know, we can practice just trying to scrape it down. So you see the angles here compared to the full studs on the other side. That's it. That's all it takes.
Does that with every pair of kicking cleats that he gets. And guys, I'm sure there are plenty of kids that are scraping their cleats on the cement as we speak. Just know that there is a sander in your future if you ever make it to the NFL.
Well, it's something you never really think about. No. Like, if they do anything to their cleats to make sure they can kick it, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like hockey, though. It's like the skate sharpeners. Basically, you're getting your footwear in the right spot. You know?
And we all know that kickers are a little bit
particular.
Mentally, exactly. All right, well, we've come to the end of the show, but before we leave you, our final thoughts.
Yep. Balance on offense, the running game to set up the passing game, the running game to set up the play-action passing game in particular. The Broncos need that. The equation for success on offense involves having better balance in terms of production than they've had the last few weeks.
I'm going to say getting to Brock Osweiler, a very emotional night for him. If you can kind of get in his head a little bit there, maybe force a couple of turnovers. The Broncos have won 26 consecutive games when they win the turnover battle.
I've got to credit you with my final thought. We were talking before the show, and it's harness the power of the Ring of Fame. We're going to see a lot of emotion here in this building tonight. Last year, the Broncos, during that Ring of Fame induction of owner Pat Bowlen, a blowout win against the Packers, so they're hoping to do much of that here tonight. But for us, that'll do it. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Be sure to tune in on DenverBroncos.com. After the game, we'll have Coach Kubiak's live press conference, as well as Trevor Siemian at the podium, along with our locker room reports. But until then, we say goodbye and enjoy this glorious Monday night.